Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is setting up an Iowa Nuclear Energy Task Force. Reynolds signed an executive order on Monday to create the task force that will advise her, the General Assembly, and other state agencies on the development of the state's nuclear energy technologies and infrastructure. The task force will include at least 11 members from utilities, local governments, and the Iowa Utilities Commission. Meanwhile, Linn County supervisors have approved the first reading of a rezoning application for the Duane Arnold Nuclear Facility. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports they say they're doing everything they can to protect the county and its residents.
Linn County supervisors discussed NextEra Energy's bid to change nearly 400 acres in Palo from agricultural zoning to a new designation specifically for nuclear power production. It's not final yet. The rezoning application will be considered two more times. Supervisor Kirsten Running Marquardt says the county is putting its residents first.
And that's what this ordinance does. It gives us a seat at the table and makes sure that we're being treated fairly and that people's quality of life and their property taxes that they pay in, that those are all being considered.
Multiple state and federal authorities still have to sign off for NextEra to be able to restart Duane Arnold. The company aims to have it open by late 2028 or early 2029. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Iowa House Democrats are proposing a property tax plan that includes rebates for homeowners and renters and a freeze on seniors' property taxes. Their plan would also limit annual property tax increases to 4%. It would also triple the homestead tax credit to provide more relief for homeowners. Democratic Representative Dave Jacoby of Coralville says Iowans would immediately feel the effects of the plan.
This is a certainty that we have not seen in years. Certainty for homeowners, certainty for renters, certainty for our schools, cities, and counties.
Jacoby says he's still waiting for more information about how much the plan would cost. Property tax relief is expected to be a top priority in the legislative session that starts next week. After a spike during the pandemic, pregnancy-related deaths in Illinois are going down, but not for Black women. That's according to the State Department of Public Health. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
The agency found that although less patients are dying, 91% of deaths were potentially preventable, and Black pregnant women continued to die at disproportionately higher rates than white women. Kara Burgo is a maternal mortality researcher at the Illinois Department of Public Health.
The most jarring is the racial disparity, and that continues to be a disparity that we've seen over the years. And sadly, we've seen an increase in the Black pregnancy-related mortality ratio in this report.
The leading cause of pregnancy-related deaths overall between 2021 and 2022 was substance use. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A Bettendorf councilman is asking staff to consider changing its approval process for the city's credit card. During the council's Committee of the Whole meeting last night, Third Ward Councilman Gregory Yeager brought up a lengthy list of credit card purchase approvals going back to August of last year. Finance Director Jason Schott explained that department heads monitor and approve purchases, with the finance department and administration also monitoring them.
I, too, am a little disappointed at the list of P-cards that came to you this time around. It goes back a long ways. And that just gets back to us refining the approval process internally to get that more timely.
According to Bettendorf City documents, the credit card grand total for all departments between August and last month was $210,000. The Bettendorf City Council's regular meeting starts at 7 tonight. And the Illinois State football team's run to the FCS championship game ended in heartbreaking fashion last night in Nashville. The unseeded Redbirds won four road playoff games to make it to the title game, but suffered a 35-34 setback to number 2 Montana State. This is WVIK News.